This is the Stacey and Zanga podcast. Here's Stacey and Zanga.
96.3 Cruise FM, variety that rocks is Cruise Mornings with Zanga. I mean,
oh, well,
Stacey and
just
Zanga.
Just you. You come back and just take over. Wow.
Hey, man, I was still just trying to get into the swing of things this morning. A little bit of struggle bars going on.
I texted you, and I was like, dude, I miss you. And I just want you to know that that was legit. I really did miss you. You were only gone for 2 days, and I'm so glad you're back, even though you might not quite be 100%.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, look, I think it's more so my voice than anything else. Mm-hmm. Yo,
the bit extra rasp. Come on.
Yeah, I mean,
no big deal.
It's a little salty. Maybe women like the extra rasp here. You know what I mean?
Just not the hacking cough, though. That's the part that is not quite as attractive.
Yeah,
no
for sure.
It is awesome to have you back. Honestly, I had to give away and do a concert announcement yesterday all by myself. Ooh, glad I pulled that off. Heart's coming to town. We're going to give away a pair of tickets for that today. And then we have another pair of tickets as well for Matthew Good Friday at Coors Event Center. We got Blades tickets to give away today. You came back to a very busy day.
Yeah, I can tell. But it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So looking forward to it.
It was just the springiest of days yesterday. And I have to say, I got that whole spring fever. Is that the thing, hey?
I guess so.
Spring fever?
Yeah, why not, right? I didn't really notice it, you know, being hibernating in the house.
Fair enough.
But
fair enough.
I'm kind of jealous. What did you guys do yesterday?
Okay, first of all, I drove without a jacket.
Oh, getting wild.
And that feeling of getting into the car and just wearing your normal clothes and putting on your seatbelt, it just feels different. It feels good.
Yeah.
Because you're not wearing a bulky jacket or even just your fall jacket. It was so nice. I saw someone in shorts and a tank top. Possibly a little aggressive for the temperature, but regardless.
I mean, we see people in shorts and a tank top during the wintertime. We're like, what are y'all doing?
They're just trying to prove a point. I saw someone driving a motorcycle. Again, I thought maybe that was a bit early, but it didn't matter. I took Fiona to the park, and it was interesting because the park was still quite snowy, which then in turn made it an absolute water park. There were huge puddles, so much ice to step on. It was great. I barbecued. It
wow.
was just hot dogs, but regardless, they smell amazing. Anything on the barbecue makes it smell so good. Left the windows wide open. It smelled like spring. It smelled like barbecues. It was just
living your best life.
Oh, it's great. This is something new for Saskatchewan. As of yesterday, if you're hosting a family gathering, a wedding, some kind of event that happened to require a special occasion permit, you can now legally serve homemade wine and beer to your guests.
What?
Yes. And of course, there are a lot of people who do. My dad makes his own wine. Some people make their own beer. I still have yet to try a really good
home. So you're telling me that in Saskatchewan, you need a permit to serve your own wine that you've made?
Well, that's, you need, if you're having a special occasion, at a hall somewhere, it's somebody's 50th anniversary party and you want to serve alcohol. Previously, you would have to buy alcohol, sell it for a toonie at the bar, whatever. But you could never bring your own wine and serve that. But now you can.
Interesting.
And I know, for instance, one of my cousins got married and my dad was like, well, I'm going to make the wine for you guys. It's going to be great. And dad's already got the kits ready to go. But legally, you couldn't. So it was like, dad, hold up. You can't actually make 70 bottles of wine and give them to our cousin for his wedding.
Yeah, but who was there some type of person that went around to these events to make sure that people weren't selling their homemade mead and wine?
I don't think there was an inspector who went around and crashed all these special events.
Yeah.
Trying to determine if something was homebrew or not. But I don't know. It opens the door. I guess for the people who sell, the wine and beer and stuff like that, the kits, they can now cash in on that because people are just going to be serving gross wine and weird beer at these special events.
If you had a lot of money, I guess an unlimited capped amount of money.
Yes. Tell me more.
Where would you pay to be buried next to a celebrity?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Most people wouldn't, because it's kind of an insane thing. But there's this guy in Beverly Hills who just paid almost $200,000 to be buried next to Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, wow.
I don't... why? Like, what about your own family? You know what I mean? And 200 grand?
Is he married? Because what about his wife if he has one? No, sorry, honey.
Marilyn Monroe is more important. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I will not be laid to rest next to you. Will not happen.
You're dead. So I guess before you die, it's bragging rights. I'm going to be laid to rest next to Marilyn Monroe. Oh, right. Amazing. And then he dies. And then who cares? Are you still going to be like, yeah, so Derek's buried next to Marilyn Monroe. Crazy, hey? Sure, I guess.
Or people walk by like, here lies Marilyn Monroe, and here lies some idiot who just paid 200 grand to be laid next to her.
Back in June of last year, Saskatoon conservation officers seized 5 zebras from a rural location and took ownership of them, because you're not allowed to have zebras just randomly on your farm.
Nor, like, I don't know why someone would think that you could. So, good news? Are they sending them back?
Well, the good news is that we've been taking care, the Forestry Farm and Zoo has been taking care of them since then, and just recently have been given the okay to keep them.
No.
So Saskatoon Forestry Farm and Zoo now has a dazzle of zebras, because a group of zebras is called a dazzle. And that's great.
So, okay, what are they doing with them?
They're just going to be in an enclosure and get to look at them. That's how zoos work.
I just want to point out, I'm a big proponent of zoos. I don't like zoos whatsoever. Like, the fact that zebra, I'm like, send the zebras back to Africa, okay? Put them on a plane, put them on a truck. I don't care how you get them there, but send them back to Africa. If zebras were meant to be in Saskatchewan, they'd be everywhere. No secret, I've been off sick for the past couple days. Still not 100% yet, but
you know, glad to have you back.
Oh, thank you. Working towards it. But was very curious to figure out if people do the same thing I do when you're kind of on the mend.
Okay.
After you're sick. So I had on Sunday, I had a sore throat, headache, sweats, all the bad stuff.
Ugh, gross.
Some point, probably on Monday, you know, I was starting to feel a little bit better, but not there just yet. So when I started to be on the mend, I cleaned all my sheets, wiped down everything with sanitized wipes and Clorox wipes. I went through the fridge, like, I don't know exactly what I ate that could have made me sick, but I knew I had some of you, so you're going to the trash. I literally cleaned
your
out the fridge.
Your food, too? Food doesn't give you a cold.
I don't know. But when I get
ruthless.
Sick, after I'm, like, done being sick or I'm on the mend, anything that I ate that day or prior to me being sick, I'm like, you're out the window. Because I don't know if you were the culprit or not, but it's better to make sure that, you know,
you're just getting rid of it.
Be better. You're safe than sorry, right?
I get, and this also too, it might give a bit of like PTSD, because just like if you have the stomach flu, the last thing you ate before you get sick.
Yeah.
For me, last time it was Vietnamese, and so now it's like I can't eat Vietnamese food for months now because it reminds me of being sick.
Exactly.
I was talking about this one of the days that you were gone, how we had talked previously about being excited about that solar eclipse.
Yeah.
And then it turns out it's only going to be visible for Eastern Canada.
Oh.
Right.
That's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate because I made the assumption that because we all see the same sun, we should all be able to see the eclipse. Not how it works.
Yeah, because it's all different times, right?
Right, different times, whatever. I'm not going to get into it because I don't know. But then I also saw someone's tweet that said something along the lines of, every time we have an eclipse, I hear someone say, this won't happen again for another 150 years. But then it does. It goes ahead and happens in another year or something, right? It's like NASA is trying to garner all this attention. It's like FOMO. They're shoving FOMO down our throats. So you guys, if you don't catch this eclipse, you're not going to see it again for another 350 years. But there's so many different kinds of eclipses and moons and this and that.
Yeah.
That they're just trying to dredge up views and likes and views of the actual eclipse.
But at the same time, like if you never see an eclipse or a solar eclipse, whatever, it's not the end of the world. You know what I mean? Like, it's, your life is going to be okay. You're not missing out on something that's monumental, that's going to change the history of humanity forever, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I saw the solar eclipse. Good for you.
Good for you.
You can still see?
You know which one? Yes. Which one does kind of like Halley's Comet?
Remember Halley's Comet?
Halley's Comet only happens every 75 to 79 years. And the last time it happened was in 1986. So I'm not going to do the math live because that's absolutely terrible. 86 plus 75. So it's not going to happen for like a bunch of years yet.
But what's the significance of Halley's Comet?
It's so rare every 75 years.
Ooh, so rare every 75 years.
And it's a big comet. It's got a name. And again,
call me when one of these comets are going to hit the planet and take us all with us. You know what I mean?
Then we'll
make
talk.
Us like make yeah make us like the dinosaurs. It's so terrible. But hey, the solar eclipse happening. So maybe you can watch it online.
There you go.
Heart, they are coming to Sastow Center November 27th, and tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.ca, but we have your opportunity to get those tickets here this morning, and our contestant who is going to be playing Heart, True or False, is Karen. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How art thou this Wednesday morning?
I'm great. Going to be a nice day today.
Yeah, it really is.
So warm.
I know.
All right, Karen, this is Heart, True or False, and I'm going to tell you right now, it has nothing to do with the band. It's,
yeah.
It's all about just like your heart, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so best three out of five.
Three out of five, yeah.
Pardon me, yeah, three out of five, and you win these tickets. Sounds good?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Stacey, take it away.
All right, Karen, are you ready?
Yep.
You hear that intense heart pounding?
Yeah.
Question one, blood pudding is a regional dish of Texas. True or false?
Blood pudding, Texas. Oh, let's go true.
False, Karen. It is a regional dish of the UK.
Darn.
Number two, hearts are located on the right side of the human body. True or false? That is false. Nicely done. They're on the left. The heart has eight ventricles. True or false?
False.
False. Nicely done. It's two. Question four, the heart beats about 100,000 times per day. True or false?
100,000 times per day. Oh, let's say true.
Nicely done. There you go. Okay, so she's got three. You've basically won the tickets, but if you want to just bragging rights, question five, the thump thump of a heartbeat is the sound made by your heart hitting your ribs. True or false?
No, false.
Good. It's not. It's the ventricles closing. Nicely done, Karen. Whew.
Yeah.
Make sure you do try blood pudding at some point in your life, because you know what? It's not as bad as it sounds.
Well, yeah, it doesn't sound very good.
No, it sure doesn't.
So you two will be playing facing off against each other. We have four Blades trivia questions here, okay? Stacey will ask you a question. If you think you know the answer, just say your name, and you'll get the go-ahead to answer the question. Sounds good?
Okay. Great.
All right, Stacey, take it over.
All right, first question. Who is the longest-serving current Blades player?
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Mr. Wong.
Ooh, Mr. Wong is incorrect. Anita, do you want to try jump in?
No.
Okay. Correct answer was Charlie Wright. He's in his fifth year. Question two. How many home games did the Blades have in last year's playoffs?
Brett.
Brett, what do you think?
11.
Oh, you're so close. Anita, he's very close. Do you want to jump in? What do you think?
12.
It's 10. Okay. Question three. Which current Blades player went to the league championship last season? I'm going to give you a hint. He is a current player right now on the Blades.
Frazier Minton.
Oh.
Brett. Frazier Minton.
Brett, that is not the right answer. Anita, do you have an answer?
No.
Okay. Easton Armstrong was on the Winnipeg Ice when they went to the finals last season. Question four. Brett, you were close before.
Do we get tickets to the Regina Pats playoff game if we lose?
No. Question four. Which current Blades player played in the Memorial Cup last season?
Frazier Minton. Brett Frazier Minton.
Brett Frazier Minton is correct. There you go. That was stressful. Brett, congratulations. You have scored four tickets to Friday's game in the cruise section. We got some Blade swag for you as well. Anita, thank you so much for playing.